This is KERA News. Calls to defund the police may have started in the streets, but the outcries of protesters seeking an end to police brutality have made it into Dallas City Hall, and Dallas's leaders are listening. KERA's Hadi Mouagdi talked with members of the Dallas City Council to hear about ways they're considering using some of DPD's $514 million budget differently.
Since the death of George Floyd, there have been a lot of Dallasites wanting to speak at the City Council's virtual meetings, and many have the same idea.
I'm calling to demand the city reevaluate, divest, and defund DPD.
We refuse to fund the murder, incarceration, detention, and deportations of our brothers, sons, and fathers any longer.
We cannot keep funding a police department that has been proven ineffective and insufficient.
That was Kelly Barrett, Jennifer Cortez, and Jennifer Ibarra during the public comment period of a city council meeting last month about the city's next budget. The draft's due in August, and it'll go into effect in October. And so it's time to ask what's actually up for negotiation. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson says,
I am not in favor at all of getting rid of the Dallas Police Department.
The mayor wasn't available to comment for this story, but Johnson talked about it with Dallas's Fox affiliate recently. And he says what he is open to is moving money around.
That's a conversation that I'm not only willing to have, but fully expected to have in any case. That's what we do around the horseshoe every year when we talk about the budget.
And this year, a majority of the city council is behind reallocating funds away from Dallas police. Recently, 10 of the city's 14 council members sent a memo to city manager T.C. Broadnax, requesting he draft a budget that shifts some of DPD money to departments providing social services.
We need to listen to what people in the city of Dallas are saying.
Councilman Casey Thomas represents Southwest Dallas.
And we need to listen to this worldwide cry and call.
Thomas points out, in some Dallas neighborhoods, people don't feel safe with police around. He thinks now is the time to reimagine public safety. For one, he wants to vastly expand a program that sends behavioral health specialists with police responding to mental health calls.
The medical professional who's trained in knowing how to deal with these mental health episodes can provide ways to de-escalate that situation.
Thomas also wants to grant more power to the Community Police Oversight Board. But activists like Mercedes Fulbright say police unions in Dallas are too strong for an oversight board to have any real impact.
It's not preventing the violence and terror and murders and kidnappings that are happening from that institution, you know? And we're like, y'all, like, this isn't working. And we got to stop lying and gaslighting our people on this thought that, like, we can make it better.
Fulbright's an organizer for a coalition called In Defense of Black Lives. They've got an online petition with 22,000 signatures calling on Dallas's leaders to, quote, end the war on black people, depopulate jails and prisons, and to divest from DPD.
I can't believe they're still paying for tactical gear or tear gas or those rubber bullets that they used against us in the streets. Like, that could have went to, you know, the kids who are at home right now who don't have food in their pantries, right?
Fulbright wants the city's next budget to spend less on policing and more on things like education, medical care, and housing. North Dallas City Councilman Lee Kleinman doesn't want to see the city's police force shrink, but he thinks the Dallas Police Academy is one big place for cuts.
I would propose that we don't even have an academy.
That could save the city $24 million. Kleinman says police unions have always said Dallas needs an academy to train cadets the Dallas way. But he argues recruits could be trained through existing law enforcement programs at Eastfield College or Tarrant County College.
Those are professional academic institutions that are accredited with instructors. You don't get that bias that's built into our system from the first year that they come on.
Kleinman has other ideas too. But for now, while the city's budget is still being discussed, he thinks protesters and activists should review the current budget, find items that they want eliminated, and then push for that. Because he says screaming to defund the police won't do enough to make a real change. I'm Hadi Mouagdi in Dallas.